Hey everybody, thank you for joining me today as I talk about the Foundation Series handguards from my friends over at Bowden Tactical. Now a while ago I showed you the cornerstone that I put onto my AR-15. Now this is the foundation, it can also be on an AR-15, but this time it's on a 308. Now the one thing I like about the Foundation Series is that they put more holes into the foundation to lighten it up. This is a much lighter handguard. Now, what they did here is you'll see that they staggered these holes like this. Instead of just doing a straight line of them like the cornerstone. But what else they did is they put more holes right here up on this rail to also remove a little more weight. Now, they are removing weight, but this thing is still a very rigid handguard, and they're not compromising the actual integrity of it. Now, I'm gonna flip this over and actually remove this handguard here, because there's two features that I want you to see. Is number one, on these screws, they have a nut that goes on the backside. Now, the cornerstone, they just had the metal, the aluminum tapped on the other side and you screwed right into that. Because they did it this way, you have a steel on steel contact instead of a steel on aluminum, which gives you a much stronger connection. Plus, if for some reason you strip out these nuts, you just get new nuts and put them back on instead of actually destroying the handguard and having to throw it away. Now, with these screws out, I'm gonna take this thing off. And what I like about it is they have these anti-rotation tabs right here. And what happens with that is these little tabs actually line up with the rail on the upper. So that way you cannot get this to turn. It'll slide right on and line up, and you can see it's not going to rotate around because these tabs keep this thing locked in. Now what I'll do is I'll just put my screws back on. And this one, I'll put the nut underneath. Screw back on. And that's all there is to installing this foundation. When I installed the cornerstone onto this AR-15, I had to align the rail. And what I do is I usually just take a scope mount and clamp it on so that way the two rails are perfectly aligned. Then I'll tighten the set screws and this is all ready to go. You don't have to do that with a foundation, which I really like. Now that we've talked about how this thing installs and the features of it, how did it perform? It performed really good. I was out testing muzzle brakes. I had another muzzle brake on and it's now currently changed to the Linear Comp from Bowden Tactical because I'm testing that right now. And it worked really great. I like how this thing lightened it up, especially with this being a 308 barrel. This is a 16-inch barrel, but it is an H-bar. So that way it's a thicker barrel. And I'm really looking to lower the weight here. And with this foundation, it really gave me the balance that I was looking for. So that way I'm not holding, you know, a ton of weight out on the end of that barrel. I like the foundation. If I had to do it over again, I probably would do the competition cut rather than the full rail, because I'm really getting addicted, like on this cornerstone, I'm really getting addicted to this competition cut, because when I wrap my hand around, it's got a really nice place for my thumb to go. And it just feels really nice. With this full rail, I'm back to doing kind of the thumb forward hold. Not that there's anything wrong with the full rail, but I'm really starting to get addicted to this competition cut. Let's hear you down in the comments below. Thanks for watching. Hope you're staying safe out there. Look forward to seeing you again soon.